Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, August 21st. Southeastern Community College broke ground Monday on a new $22 million, 22,000 square foot transportation technology building on the campus. Dr. Chris English said that the facility will support automotive systems and truck driving training programs. Now, in addition to a driving simulator, the facility will have a 5-acre paved pad that will be used by BLET trainees, first responders, and truck driving trainees. County commissioners on Monday sent two proposals back to the planning board for planned unit developments, citing the need for more information. The Sarvis Track near Tabor City would bring more than 1,000 homes to a stretch on Peacock Road. The Coleman Track in Dothan would add another 190 homes near the Cottonwood subdivision. Multiple residents spoke out against the development, citing concerns over traffic, increased taxes, infrastructure, flooding, and an historic cemetery on the Sarvis Track. Commissioner Ricky Bullard called for the vote to seek more on the proposals and said the county also needs to revisit its subdivision and planned unit development rules. The rest of the board concurred, and they instructed County Manager Eddie Madden to begin looking into a rewrite and replacement of the county's planned unit development ordinance. A Whiteville man who allegedly robbed Walmart and two dollar stores in 2014, then fled to Florida, well, he's back home and he's awaiting trial. Andre Freeman, age 36, of Whiteville, continued his criminal career in the Sunshine State, according to Whiteville police. However, he was caught down there and convicted in 2014. He was recently released from prison in Florida and turned over to WPD. They gave him a free ride home. Freeman is now being held under $350,000 secured bond in the county detention center, awaiting trial on armed robbery charges here in Columbus. Whiteville City Councilwoman Helen Holden was arrested Saturday night after she was stopped for driving while impaired. Holden allegedly drove through a traffic light, and that got the attention of Whiteville police. She posted bond and was released Sunday morning. She has been charged with DWI on three other occasions and convicted twice before. We have more on this story on our website. The Southeastern Community College Cosmetology Salon and Spa will give free haircuts to students who are headed back to school. Haircuts will be available between 9:30 and 3:30 p.m. today in the B building on room 128 on campus. Now, the college's natural hair care class will provide free 2 to 6 braid feed-ins today from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Make sure you come with your hair already washed. For a free haircut, call SCC to book an appointment at 910-642-7554. Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness tonight. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. at St. Mark AME Zion Church on Virgil Street in Whiteville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Recreation football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at signup. Call 910-642-9052 for more, or you can see this story and use the link on our website. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.